AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Early voting starts today in Florida. James Campbell was in line in West Palm Beach.
People died for this right, and it's something that we should cherish and take advantage of and use. I mean, it's our future.
Running mate Kamala Harris is in Florida. Joe Biden is taping a television interview in Delaware, the only thing on his light pre-debate public schedule this week. President Trump told campaign staffers he believes he is going to win. He also criticized Dr. Anthony Fauci, calling him a disaster.
Sometimes he says things that are a little bit off and they get built up, unfortunately, but he's a nice guy. I like him, but he's called a lot of bad calls. He said, don't wear a mask.
Speaking through Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Fauci says there's no guarantee on a coronavirus vaccine, but
we will have a safe and effective vaccine and maybe more than one by the end of this year, the beginning of next year, and hopefully be able to distribute vaccine doses to those who are the most vulnerable.
In Chicago, this warning from the mayor, Lori Lightfoot.
Make no mistake, we are in the second surge.
Lightfoot says the number of coronavirus cases hasn't been this high since late May.
These numbers are extremely troubling and are consistent with what we've been seeing across Illinois and really across the country and the world.
But the mayor did not impose any new restrictions in Chicago. Six current and former Russian military officers are facing charges in a vast hacking campaign.
This indictment lays bare Russia's use of its cyber capabilities to destabilize and interfere with the domestic political and economic systems of other countries.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the six are accused of hacking the French election, the Winter Olympics, and U.S. hospitals and businesses. No charges are related to U.S. elections. President Trump says Sudan will be removed from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. This is AP News. Sesame Street is offering a podcast to give kids an alternative to screen time.
Hello, yo, and howdy do!
The Sesame Street podcast with Foley and Friends features Foley, the soundmaker monster, and her sidekick, Mikey the Microphone. Their guests include Sesame Street regulars like Elmo, Big Bird, and Cookie Monster. Puppeteer Lindsay Briggs gives Foley her voice. Briggs says it's awesome because she just has to think about her voice, not the hand motions or lip syncing. Episodes are released on Amazon's Audible service and come out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
There will be some new options for Christmas gift giving during the pandemic. One company is selling the Mask Phone. It comes with wireless earbuds attached and built-in volume controls. There's a voice amplifier for mask-on conversations and has replaceable filters. How about pandemic ornaments? There's a set of three with snowman, reindeer, and gingerbread person in masks touting rolls of toilet paper. Ed Donahue, AP News.